Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's the Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hang tight. The show will be starting in about 2 minutes. So enjoy the tunes in the meanwhile. The show will be starting in 2 minutes.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, try and understand. I worked all day out in the hot sun. Break my back till the morning comes.
Yeah.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show right here on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Monday afternoon as it is rush hour in Boston, the Boston area. And traffic isn't the only thing buzzing in the city of Boston and the Boston metro area at this hour. In case if you haven't heard by now, the streets are hot right now. And that is, the streets are hot with rumors. Rumors are flying wild. Rumors are flying faster than you can say yeehaw on I-93. And if you live in the Boston metro area, if you know, you know. You can call into the program. Phone lines are open. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Today, if you're a Celtics fan and you woke up to the news of a potential idea of a trade that may take place between the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets involving Kevin Durant and Jaylen Brown, it has certainly set off the NBA world, NBA Twitter, and as well as you and I on fire. I don't mean that literally, but that has been literally the talking point of the sports world today. From Undisputed to Colin Cowherd to Felger and Maz, and now yours truly, Shukri Wright. That has been the lead story in Boston today. The Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. The proposed trade proposal that was submitted by the Boston Celtics, it was rejected. So, in case if you may have missed it or you may not have heard about it, this is what the trade proposal looked like. So, this was first reported by ESPN about 14 hours ago. So, this was in the wee hours of Monday morning while more than half the world was asleep, unless if you're a late bird and you happen to work late hours. So, this is what it sounded like this morning. This is courtesy of Get Up on ESPN. Adrian Wojnarowski talking with Mike Greenberg on ESPN this morning about the trade proposal that took the NBA world by storm in the wee hours of Monday morning. Here it is.
Boston is among, you know, several teams that have been in regular contact with Brooklyn, I'm told. And, you know, obviously, you know, if you're the Boston Celtics, you know, there's a couple factors here that make the Kevin Durant talks interesting. Number one, you know, Boston potentially has the pieces to be competitive with anybody in the league in a Kevin Durant trade. And obviously, they're a team that believes they're close, that Kevin Durant could put them over the top. Obviously, they swept the Nets in their first-round playoff series last season. And, of course, lost to the Golden State Warriors in the finals. But again, you know, Jaylen Brown potentially When you look at individual players that might be available to the Nets in the marketplace, he's at the very top, 25 years old, although there's only 2 years left on his contract. Of course, there's 4 years left on Durant's deal. And again, you know, Boston's no closer right now than anybody else for a potential deal with the Nets. But certainly they're engaged, they're interested, and it's a conversation that's been ongoing as we head now into the fourth week, or as we're approaching the fourth week since Kevin Durant requested a trade from Brooklyn on June 30th.
That was Adrian Wojnarowski this morning on Get Up on ESPN with Mike Greenberg. So you heard what the trade proposal sounded like. If you're a Celtics fan, how are you feeling? How are you feeling at this time about the idea that Jaylen Brown can be included in the deal to get Kevin Durant? Here's what I'm thinking. If you are the Boston Celtics, be very careful for what you're going to go out and acquire. Be very careful. I have a whole bevy of reasons why, but I'll only mention two of them during this segment. The others will come on a little later on in the show. Here's the reason why I would say be very careful for what you wish for if you're the Boston Celtics. Number one, age. Age matters. I'm fully aware that Kevin Durant is a top three player in the NBA right now. No question. No one's questioning his credentials. And if you're an NBA fan that's questioning his credentials, especially if you're a Celtics fan, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. But we can't talk about Kevin Durant without talking about the age factor. Kevin Durant is going to be, or is, 34 years old. And you got to think that at some point, that age will begin to catch up for a guy that has played a lot of basketball, who's got a lot of thread that is unraveling on them tires. That's something to very heavily think about. The way I look at this Kevin Durant situation is this. If you're the Boston Celtics, are you telling me that you are more willing to pursue a well-aged thoroughbred of a horse than sticking with the young horse who is developing quite nicely into a perennial all-star with the Boston Celtics? Do you want the Ford 150 truck that's got 150,000 miles on it? Or would you go with the new Ferrari, who's got less than 30,000 miles? You pick and choose. But as for me, if I am the Boston Celtics, you don't make this move. First reason, age. He's got 4 more years left on his deal. Who is to honestly say that you're going to still get the same offensive production in ages 35, 36, 37, and 38 than you are going to get currently now from ages 30 to 34? There is no guarantee. But what about LeBron James? LeBron James is truly an anomaly. Truly. I've never seen an athlete in the NBA, we're talking specifically in the NBA, who takes care of his body the way that LeBron James does. Kevin Durant is not a LeBron James. He's not even LeBron James in his physique. The only reason why, if let's say, for example, that LeBron James, if his name came up and said, LeBron James is available via trade, and I say, you know what, make the deal, it's because despite that he has played a lot of miles, that man takes care of his body like unlike anyone else in the league, including Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, I'm not entirely sure. Yes, he's in great shape. He's as slim as a third line, red line rail. But as far as the reality, as far as what you're gonna get during those final 4 years, again, those are ages 34 through maybe up to 37 or 38. That should concern you. That's why, although the name sounds sexy, it sounds nice, but I would really say be very careful. Personally, don't make the move. I wouldn't make the move. Why make the move for a one-year prime of Kevin Durant and potentially 3 years of regression from Kevin Durant offensively? That's the concern that I think a lot of Celtics fans should have. If you have any thoughts on it, if you have any takes on this particular matter, you can call in 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in, as I'm here with you live until 7 o'clock p.m. today. Full two-hour show. First time in a while. I'm excited. I am pumped. But we got to start the show talking about Kevin Durant here. Kevin Durant, the man who is going to be a future Hall of Famer. The potential excites me, but the reality gives me great pause. And if you're a Celtics fan, whether you're listening here in New England or elsewhere, a Celtics fan anywhere else in the world, I don't think this should excite you. This actually should concern you, because you have to think big picture, long term. Big picture, long term, is this the right move to make? The only way that this could be the right move to make is if Jaylen Brown explicitly tells Brad Stevens and ownership, I don't want to be here long term. Only then do you make that move. Only then. But since that has not been the case yet, and we're not going to go down the avenue of assumption, oh, he liked this tweet or he liked that post on Instagram. I get that it does mean something, but I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock into that. What I am going to do is I'm going to go based upon what we know, based on what we've seen in articles, what's been talked about on television or radio, and so forth. We're not going based on, oh, well, he liked this post, so that means he doesn't like it here. Can we stop assuming that people feel a certain way based on, like, social media likes? Like, it truly blows my mind that we've got to this point with athletes, that we are now doing this without any second thought whatsoever. Which is why I got out in front and I said, I'm not doing this with Kevin Durant. I'm not doing this with Jaylen Brown. Especially with Jaylen Brown. This is where we are now. We are fully aware of what Kevin Durant is as a player. But the fact that he has 4 years left at an age in which that your body does begin to break down in the NBA, I wonder, and I think it's a very fair thing to wonder, how will his body hold up as he continues to get older? Let's talk about it. Let's have a full-blown discussion about it. Because what I see Kevin Durant as is, I see an older, fine age crush coming down the street towards me as a 29, 30-year-old, and that crush happened to be 36, 37 years old, who has a lot going for her, good looking, got her own place, got a good career. But you know full and well that crush has a biological clock. It's a matter of when it starts to kick in, if it hasn't already. What does her future look like?
after a certain point in time, it becomes increasingly harder to have kids, especially if you get past a certain age, if you're a woman. Every woman who is listening and just heard what I just said, just give me a silent nod of agreement, because you guys know that I'm right. This is what Kevin Durant is. He's a beautiful basketball crush that you can fawn over. He looks great. But when you look at the bigger picture and see that he is an aging star, you're like, whoa, how much good quality years does he realistically have left? That's something that should be asked and really thought about heavily. You were absolutely close to winning the NBA title back in June. Why on earth do you want to even mess with that now? I'm just getting warmed up, ladies and gentlemen. And I got a lot more thoughts on this, because I feel like this story is going to bring out a whole new level and multiple elements as to why this could be a very hot topic issue, especially here in Boston. Does it make sense for the Boston Celtics to make this move? If all things are aligned correct, I'll tell you my thoughts on this exactly and much more. Covered up next, right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to, poof, guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Welcome back to the Shook Your Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to tune in on this Monday afternoon at what we hope is the end of this crazy heat wave that has plagued the Northeast over the last 6 days now. But as sports fans, we know one thing that we can never get enough of, and that is the endless chatter over what's going on in the NBA world, especially when it comes to NBA superstars who we simply just cannot take our eyes off of. Phone lines are open if you want to hop on. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. As I'm going to continue to talk about like Jaylen Brown and Kevin Durant. And the thing that I was thinking about earlier in regards to Kevin Durant and Jaylen Brown is that the idea sounds sexy and it sounds appealing and so forth. It truly does. But why mess up something if it's not broken? If it's not broken, why try to refix it? You know, like, why try to repair it? It makes no sense. And the way I look at it is, Kevin Durant coming here, let's say if it were to happen. Oh, the initial excitement. Oh my God, Kevin Durant is going to be a Boston Celtic. Woo! Sounds great, right? But I'm a person that likes to look at the big picture, look at the bigger board, and tell you why I think something is or isn't a good idea. And not get caught in the looks, but rather look at the optics and the finer detail of matters. We know that Kevin Durant is a surefire Hall of Famer, one of the best scorers that the game has ever seen. I mean, 7'1", knocking down 35-foot jump shots with ease. I mean, we all know what Kevin Durant can do. But Jaylen Brown, at times, was your best player for the Boston Celtics last postseason. And you're thinking about trading him away for a guy who is, let's be honest, closer to the finish line than he is at the beginning. Jaylen Brown is closer to the beginning of his career, although he's entering the prime years of his career,
than he is the end of his career. Why try to break up the duo of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? I don't understand it. I don't understand the rumors that have, you know, floated around this entire offseason. And the thing that I can't help but to think about is the fact that Jaylen Brown has showed me a lot more as a player that I really like about him than what I have seen from Kevin Durant. Here is the core reason why the idea of trading for Kevin Durant truly worries me. And if it were to happen, could have major repercussions and ramifications both now and as well as for the future. My reason is because you saw the potential of Tatum and Brown last season. You know what you have in Jaylen Brown. The guy who will play with his heart on his shoulder when the game is on the line, miss the fourth quarter. You saw that throughout the entire Celtics postseason run going into the NBA Finals, including the NBA Finals. You saw that on full display, that this is a guy that will go to war for you and did countless times, time and time again. Meanwhile, for Kevin Durant, what you saw was someone when things got tough, he quit. He quit. When the tough got going, you have seen him throw in the towel. You have seen him say, you know what? I want out. I can't deal with this no more. Does 2016 ring a bell for anybody? You blow a 3-1 lead to the Golden State Warriors, and then that same summer of 2016, you sign with Golden State, and what we all know was the most cowardice move in the history of the NBA. You win your 2 NBA titles, you win your NBA Finals MVP, and then we all remember how things soured during the 2018-19 season between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. And at the end of that season, despite him rupturing his Achilles during the 2019 NBA Finals against the Toronto Raptors, he says, you know what? I'm going to go join forces with Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn and play with the Nets together. And now, Kyrie Irving and his mercurial behavior. Kevin Durant wants to be traded out of Brooklyn. He doesn't want to play with Kyrie no more. What does that tell you? You're going to tell me that you're willing to trade away someone who is willing to play his heart out for someone who will quit when the things get tough. He has a proven track record of that. That's undisputable at this point. So the idea of the media, especially I'm talking about locally, the Boston media, that is, fawning over the idea of the Celtics making this move for Kevin Durant in a trade package that would include Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Derek White, a swing man, and draft picks, it should worry you. I'm talking about specifically Jaylen Brown. Marcus Smart, on the other hand, yes, he's your defensive player of the year, but I would have no problem trading him away like for Kevin Durant. It's the Jaylen Brown aspect. I would say, no way. I don't think it's a good idea. And another thing I want to also bring up is when you think about Kevin Durant and Jaylen Brown, we saw those two guys play off against each other in back-to-back seasons in the NBA playoffs, 2021 and this year. We all see just how gifted and special Kevin Durant is. if he couldn't handle the pressure of Brooklyn, how do you think he's going to handle the scrutiny that is in Boston? That I wonder. Because you see, when it comes to these NBA superstars, these are questions that I strongly feel like you have to ask. You have to ask whether if this player can handle Boston, can that player handle playing in a fan-crazed, passionate, crazed city like Boston? Can he handle it? Those are fair questions. And with Kevin Durant, him leaving New York and to come to Boston, let's say if it does happen, I'm not entirely convinced that he will be built to handle the scrutiny in Boston should things go wrong. Because you want someone that can not only handle the praise, but even more so the scrutiny and the criticism when things don't go well. You saw that with Jaylen Brown this past season. When the team was 18-21, Jaylen Brown didn't cower away. He didn't dip, duck, and hide. He faced the music just as much as anyone else did on that team. I'm not sure if Kevin Durant would be willing to do that very same thing. Is he as mentally as tough of a basketball player as Jaylen Brown? I don't think so. We know that he's obviously athletically gifted. We know that. But how about the mental? Because if this were to happen, the scrutiny that he would face from day one would be immense. Because this was a team that just got to the NBA Finals. And let's say if the trade were to go down, this team gave up a lot to get Kevin Durant to play with Jason Tatum. Can he handle the scrutiny? Can he handle the pressure? And that's something that I'm not entirely sure that he can, which is why I say pump the brakes. Don't be so fast to go get the sexy Ferrari of a crush. Think about things before you make huge, life-changing and altering decisions. That is something I strongly believe that you gotta look at. You gotta take into consideration. If not, what are we doing here? Coming up on the other side of the break, there are some questions that I have as it pertains to the current landscape of the Boston Red Sox, most notably with the front office. I have some more thoughts on top of the thoughts that I shared with you from this past Saturday's show. I'm going to tell you exactly what that is coming up next here on the Shuker Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Too much of heaven. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program. As I'm here with you live for another hour until 7 o'clock p.m. today. But I am here with you for full 2 hours, as it feels good to be back to do a full 2 hour show. And with that comes a lot of different topics to touch on, and I'm excited to do it all here with you. So we figured that we start the show talking about the Celtics, because for obvious reasons, because this was a real big topic of conversation today, not just only locally but nationally as well. But now, I figure that it would be a good time for me to also touch on a particular topic that we should also talk about, and that is the Red Sox. And that is because the Red Sox are now currently 500 going into tonight's game against the Cleveland Guardians with the 7:10 first pitch at Fenway Park, as they are in the midst of a 10-game homestand coming off a sweep against the Toronto Blue Jays, in which the Blue Jays won yesterday to complete the sweep. Which is why here we are a week away from the trading deadline. I think it's fair, and I think it's completely expected that we start asking the tough questions if you haven't already. Now we're at a point now where you wonder, are the Red Sox going to be buyers or sellers? And I think it's something that a lot of Red Sox fans are having conversations about, both on social media and as well as locally in sports media, and understandably so. But here's the reality. If you're going to start somewhere, you got to start with cleaning it up defensively. Defensively, over the weekend, the Red Sox played absolutely brutal baseball. It was absolutely brutal to watch Friday night. I don't even think it's worth revisiting that road, just for the simple fact that everyone has seen the highlights by now, I would think. And as well as, by and large part, people who have either watched the game or listened to the game, etc., 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 know what happened. A 28-5 beatdown at the hands of the Toronto Blue Jays. But none more glaring than the Jared Duran lack of hustle after the missed fly ball, in which that he lost in the twilights of Fenway Park. But let's take a look at this from a big picture standpoint. Why do I get the feeling that the Boston Red Sox front office and management
that they are playing a game of let's just wait. Let's just wait and see. Because to me, I think it's pretty clear that they don't have the balls to actually blow the whole thing up. Because I'm at a point where I don't think that this Red Sox team has much of a reason to be invested in 2022. There isn't much reason, if we're going to be really honest. And the way that I see it, as far as the Red Sox are concerned, is you created this mess. Don't expect the fan base to feel pity. The fan base is going to feel frustrated. They're going to feel angry. You ever been so angry that you just don't know whether to smile or laugh and so forth? Yeah, I've been there. It's not pleasant. That's how a lot of Red Sox fans are feeling these days. But I think what's even more disturbing in my eyes is the fact that management and the front office know the ugly truth surrounding this team. And that is the fact that this Red Sox team is a byproduct of two things. One, lack of investment by ownership. And two, when you take cookie-cutting analytics as a tool and not a guiding force to build your roster, this is what happens. Let's be honest. Because at the end of the day, who are you really pointing a finger at? It ain't the players on the field. It ain't Francy Cordero. Because you and I knew who Francy Cordero was. This is a guy that's a below average first baseman playing at the big league level. But Jared Duran, you know exactly who and what he is. An average player who had a god-awful moment on Friday night and an even worse moment in terms of owning it up after the game. But man, I gotta wonder, did this team actually quit? I think it's a fair question to ask. Although the Red Sox lost Saturday and Sunday, which weren't as bad as Friday night, but you watched them play on the field and you wonder, did they really just give up? They're obviously still playing the games. They're still, you know, putting out their effort. Is it their best effort? That's debatable. But I wonder, if you are Heimblum, what are you waiting for? Honestly, what are you honestly waiting for? Because here you are, as we are now a week away from August, and you wonder if you are at least going to have the balls to pull out the detonator and blow this team up. If you have any thoughts on the Red Sox and what they should do come a week from now, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. To me, the writing is on the wall. And how much more do you need this team to fall before you decide to step in and do something? It's truly mind-blowing, and it's truly baffling. Coming up next, a weekend in celebration, which also turned into a weekend of blatant hypocrisy. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about and why it low-key bothered me what I saw over the weekend. That and much more coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hour number two of the program is coming up next.